There is a way out.
And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
I would like to continue talking about the lowest place on this earth, the place of hopelessness. If I could define hopelessness, I would describe it as the place where there is no way out. When I am hopeless, I feel that I'm at a dead end. I feel that I am stuck. I feel that I am trapped. There is no way out. The enemy is cunning. He is ready for his next move, to suggest that I have been tempted beyond what I can bear. Then the evil one suggests his way out: hatred, suicide, murder. God has been showing me that there is no such thing as hopelessness. He does not want me to accept the belief that there is no way out, that I am tempted beyond what I can bear. He wants me to realize that He always has a way out, His way out, so that I can stand up under it.
I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, His incomparable great power. Ephesians 1:18-19.
May you know the hope to which He has called you, His way out, through His own power. May you stand up when the father of lies tells you that you are at a dead end and that there's no way out. God always has a way out and is always ready to show you His way out. I bless you.